Sinking into the heart, what do you find? Where are you? What needs attention? What is secretly longing for some care? What is carrying the burden, the heavy weight? And would we like to put it down just now? For a while. Whatever feels heavy. Feeling the weight of the body and letting the body also sink into the ground. Letting the ground receive us. Feeling how the body also takes up some space, letting it take up a little bit more space. Just asking ourselves, inside ourselves, how we are. And listening to ourselves, how are we? How am I? How are you? As if our long-lost friend, someone that we have or someone that we could imagine, is asking us and has time. Imagining that we ourselves or someone who loves us, someone who already sees how we are and cares, and is asking, and is listening. And has the time. Enough time to hear about what's not so important, trivial, superficial, What's emotional? What are the thoughts, feelings, intuitions, wishes? Intimations or experiences of something mysterious. So all of that. Allowing this meeting to take place in us. As if someone who knows us, sees us, hears us, can feel what's happening. Is ready to hear what we have to say, what we have to complain about, what we have to feel triumphant about, happy about, cheerful about, sad, afraid, angry. We can kind of get a sense of a meeting where, because we could say whatever we want, not so many words are needed inside us. To feel tenderness and clarity with our own worries, our own ups and downs, our own sense of wonder and interest. If we are worried about something and someone really sees us and our deep intention to live life fully, we can be in contact with a trust in being able to work with what's happening without knowing how it's going to come out. If there's complaint, this meeting, this being seen and seeing, can help us feel what's unnecessary entertainment in the complaint, and what is the tender spot that just needs some presence or a response, a change. we like, we could imagine ourselves, how we might be at the end of our lives. Imagining myself knowing I'm going to die soon. And either asking that person or letting that person ask me, what is really important? What stands out as important that I'm often missing? What is bright and fresh and resilient, standing out as important, not because someone else thinks so? Maybe not even because I think so. Letting what is unimportant fall with its own weight, fall away. And what stands by itself, fresh and bright, without pretense. Or rebellion. If we can get a sense of what is standing out as important, if a word helps us, our own word, gentleness or clarity, freedom, love, feeling at home, brightness, creativity. Letting yourself maybe be surprised by the words that might come to actually describe your experience. And also letting us be loose with the words. It doesn't have to be that the word exactly describes the experience, if it helps us connect to the experience of what's important just now. If an image comes to mind, we can also let that be a help. We can come back again and again to that image to help us feel. A live experience. Of what's important in the face of death. Of what makes life alive. Of the deathless. In our own experience, in our own word, image, feeling. gently and also specifically, accurately. And then maybe make some experiments to feel what helps you connect better, more vividly. Staying with an image if there is one. Repeating one word again and again inside. Ease, flow, or whatever word you may have found. Maybe there are two or three words. It could help more for some people to say a whole sentence, "May I be peace." Or it could be that it's just very easy to feel the accurate, authentic feeling experience. Kind of sensing, knowing that is for now about what is most important in life. And then we get to really revel in it. We can have permission to go inside the feeling or the image or the word. To feed it to our cells. In whatever way works best for your mind. Letting yourself bathe. In that feeling, that texture, that experience, that smell. How you feel when you repeat that word, how you feel when you connect to that image. With gentleness, as vivid as possible, without trying to force it to be more clear than it is. Maybe it's shy. So let it be shy. It's likely that we'll keep drifting off to think about other things because this is so important. if we can discover where in us we could feel a kind of magnet that is drawn towards the feeling experience of what's important. And what helps us remember to let ourselves be drawn towards what we love most. May I let the brightness move me. May sweetness, may freshness, may brightness take over. If we could send this message, this wish, to all different parts of what we are, parts that we know well and parts that we don't know so well, and to all the cells, just sending the message, some places being more able to receive than others. Letting the cells drink. The broken heart, the whole heart, the deep heart. The busy mind, the still mind, the deep mind. May all of it taste what is important. And as we come into alignment for a second or two at a time, or minutes at a time, with our knowing of what's important, as we come into alignment with that wish to be free, to be happy, to feel at home, we can also question, we can wonder where that wish comes from in us. We can feel more friendly towards the different parts of ourselves. And we can see how similar these different parts of ourselves are to these others in this room. They have their broken hearts and their whole hearts and their deep hearts. They have their busy minds and their still minds and their deep minds. They have their known and their unknown. And possibly they also have this wish that seems to come from somewhere not quite inside, not quite outside. A wish to live the deathless in this life. To live what's important now. So we can sometimes expand, staying in touch with the feeling of what's important. And encouraging ourselves, daring to let that wish that's already there, wish for the others and for myself, to be free, to be peace, to feel at home, to let the brightness and the sweetness and the freshness move us, take over. So gradually exploring, finding your way, feeling what's important, and finding your way of feeling the others while still feeling yourself. Feeling their aliveness too, and your own aliveness too. And sometimes feeling how it's actually not quite two. It's one. Some place in ourselves that we already genuinely wish for all of us. Unearned happiness, not because we were good and we won the award, and not because we were bad and we missed it. But really gradually exploring, because it's not trying to be good and wish for the others to feel well and free, bright, fresh, and sweet. So exploring, and sometimes we find a door kind of falls open. And there's tenderness for ourselves, and that doesn't exclude them. It doesn't make them them. It makes us us. gradually exploring and feeling how you can connect to that wish for yourself. May the brightness, may the sweetness, may the freshness take over. And in letting ourselves be vulnerable to that wishing, and in letting ourselves enjoy the feeling of that, which is important, letting that joy fill us and overflow, kind of soaring joy, an uplifting joy. Where we can feel and say, why not? Why not for them? Why not for me? Why not here and there? Without letting the joy tense down into excitement. Gradually exploring to find your way of connecting inside and outside. For some people, it's easier to imagine, for example, and feel one other person, one at a time. Maybe randomly, who comes to mind from this group. And whenever you lose track of your own connection to yourself, coming back to that and again exploring outward, or the other way around. Feeling the other person clearly, then coming back to yourself. Extending inward. Other people find it easier to just feel the sense of the room and everyone in it. And as you wish, from there, playing. So playfully, we could expand suddenly or gradually to the whole world. We could just expand to this center, the ducks, the dog, the cooks, maybe why not the rocks, birds, grass. The town, the neighbors, the sky. Why not? We could playfully extend along the river, or we could just say France, truck drivers, frogs, horses, children. May the brightness, the freshness, the sweetness take over. (Clears throat) in what we know and what we don't know, in whom we know and whom we don't know, in France, along this river, in this room, in myself. Planet Earth, may the brightness, the freshness, the sweetness take over. Why not allowing ourselves to feel the wish that's here, even if it seems impossible? So many creatures we can't count, different sizes and shapes and colors in the sea, underground, just walking on the earth like we ourselves walk on the earth. In the trees, in the air. Just for the last minute or two, leaving aside all limitation or boundary of what we could even imagine. Resting and connecting with the wish or the knowing of what's important, the enjoying of what's important. Limitlessly. Letting it be infinite. Within our finite experience. And then just letting go of everything. Letting go of words, image, feelings.